My guest, Floyd Wicks. He was CEO of American States Water, been in the water industry for 55 years, and graciously serving on the Montecito Water Board for about 8 or 9 years. And we talked about the desal plant in the first segment, and now segueing out into the Pacific Ocean, talking about the brine. And we had talked about the buoys, so they creating mobile desal plants. Now, when we say buoys, I mean, how big are these things?
Basically, the size is designed to deliver 1 million gallons a day per buoy. And it takes, you have to be in about 100 feet of water. The size of the buoy from top to bottom is about 45 feet. So a pretty good sized buoy. From the diameter at the top is around 24 feet. And all you see above water, it's like the iceberg effect, essentially. You'll see about 10% of the total 45-foot depth above the water, so roughly 4 to 5 feet above the water, and that's all you see. And from a mile from shore, you can't really see it at all.
And a mile from shore is where they want them?
Well, it would be that would be variable depending on the slope of the shoreline itself as it goes into the ocean. We're roughly a mile out at Vandenberg Space Force, for example. And at down in San Diego, we might have to go out as much as a mile and a half because the ocean floor bottom is more, doesn't go out, down as quickly slope-wise.
How many do we have off Vandenberg Air Force Base?
Well, we haven't got anything in the water yet. That's the exciting part about this year. We have a design, though, underway in Vandenberg for a three-buoy system. And going back, I'll spend a minute on that because when you consider state water being delivered from Northern California, comes all the way down to Santa Barbara County, into Santa Barbara, Montecito, Carpinteria, to get it to Montecito, you have to pump state water 8 different times through 8 separate pumping stations along the way, and it has to be treated 2 different times. And think about the carbon footprint behind that, and people are complaining about the brine for ocean water. I don't get it, but I'm dealing with that issue, but I'll come back to that if we have time. But we're talking about a three-buoy system for Vandenberg. It would replace 6,000 acre-feet of state water. Not replace it, would augment it, I should say. They don't want... The base really does not want to deal with state water anymore because of the swings in delivery. They go from 5% 1 year, actually 2 years in a row, it was only 5%, 2020 and 2021. You can't deal with that with a major military site like Vandenberg. And the average delivery today, the last 5 or 6 years, has only been about 30%. So it's... you've got to have more reliability, what people want. And primarily, we found this in Montecito. People were concerned about losing their homes. Are we going to have enough water to actually live here? And they want certainty of price, and they want certainty of delivery. If it's a higher price, so be it. But if you can get the supply there. And but Vandenberg is, we've got about a 30% design there right now. Maybe not quite 30%, but we're waiting. We're still in a fundraising mode for Seawell. But the exciting part about it, we completed a 9-month trial of operating protocol for the buoy at Port Hueneme. Many people don't realize it, but the U.S. Navy has for decades had a desalination research lab right at the base. So we've been down there with our own equipment, which we the owner, Jim Dielson, has been funding this all along. He's got quite a lot of investment in the business. But we funded a treatment plant that will actually go inside the buoy to be resident on the Port Hueneme site. And that went on for about 9 months. And we had a tremendous rapport with the U.S. Navy people there. They have all, every considered U.S. naval vessels are offshore desalination treatment plants. They have to have the water supply for the people on board and so on. So they've got such a history of operation protocol for that type of an operation offshore with no chemicals, with little maintenance, every 90-day maintenance routine, and they shared everything with us. It was absolutely an amazing 9 months. And we're building, as a result of that, we're building the first prototype, which will be a 10% of the final buoy size, but it'll be built this summer. By the end of summer, it'll be in the water in New Zealand, where Jim Dielson lives.
Is this going to be the first one ever?
Yes.
So, okay, so you mentioned San Diego would have to be maybe 1.5 miles out. You need a certain ocean depth. And if we're 1 mile out at Vandenberg and you get three of them, that's 3 million gallons a day. That's equivalent to what Santa Barbara's onshore plant
that's
is.
Exactly that, right.
That's huge. And what? How does it compare when Santa Barbara's onshore desal plant discharges the brine? How far out do they go when they discharge the brine?
Not positive. I think it's around roughly 3,000 feet of discharge piping. And here's where the environmentalists don't like the idea of the brine collecting at the bottom of the ocean, which is, of course, where the pipeline delivers the brine from shore. It has a tendency to pool there unless you have decent currents going all the time.
Mm-hmm.
In the case of the buoy, our discharge is designed to release the brine at the very top of the water column. So because it's heavier than ocean water, it'll be fully dispersed before it's even 20% of the way down, which is, we've actually gone to UCSB to help us with that that sort of experimental thing about the brine and how far down does it go when it discharges at the top. And we've got a video of that. It's just really everything's lining up nicely to not go after environmentalists, but rather go after what their concerns are. And these guys have spent a tremendous amount of time in dealing with that, because Peter Stricker, who's the CEO of Seawell, he and I have been working closely together on a lot of fronts, but he and Jim Dielson have been at this longer than I have. They brought me aboard as an advisor about three and a half, four years ago. But they've spent a tremendous amount of time dealing with the environmental concerns, and the people at the Coastal Commission we've talked to love what's going on here with Seawell.
And this mobile buoy, my guest, water maven Floyd Wicks. Now, I should know this. How many feet in a mile? I know how many.
180. And the nice thing about going to that point.
Wait. How many feet in 1 mile?
5,280.
5,280. So if the buoy is 5,280 feet out, that's considerably longer than the 3,000 feet. Plus, you're saying it's delivering the brine on the surface, which is better for disbursement. And 45 feet tall, 24 feet diameter, that's the size of my friend Frank's Dodge camper he just bought. It was like 22 feet. I think a Ford F-150 pickup truck is almost 22 feet. So it's not very big. Can you put some plastic palm trees on top?
I don't think they'll have that, but we will have to abide by all the Coast Guard regulations on lighting, and it'll be mapped. Every one of the buoys will have a longitude and latitude location, so it's not going to interfere with anybody out there. There's a lot of things out in the ocean now that ships, for one, of course, but platforms and so on that are covered in the way they should be in terms of designation of where they are.
Well, I'll put you on a real spot. I have no idea how far out some of those platforms are that we see. Do you have any idea?
Now, they're about 5 miles out, but they're huge. I mean, they're really, really big.
I mean, yeah, we're talking about the size of a Ford F-150. Will they be manned?
No, there'll be an unmanned, and that's what the protocol was with the Navy at Port Hueneme. We wanted to test our assumption on a 90-day maintenance-free interval, which we confirmed that that's exactly what we're going to be proposing in the final design. So, because that's exactly what the Navy does with their offshore vessels.
So, if you're proposing an offshore desal buoy that's releasing brine much farther out into the ocean and in a better area of the ocean to disperse it more easily, what is the opposition? Or maybe there isn't a whole lot of opposition.
We haven't had much opposition at all to date. You won't know what your opposition is really going to be until you get to the permitting protocol. That you have State Lands Commission, you've got Coastal Commission. California is a real tough environment to get a project underway. And
really? I'd never heard that before.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I don't know what else to tell you. When we get this in the water and operating in California, we can take it anywhere in the world and be sure it's going to get permitted. There's no doubt in my mind.
Well, it's not as if you're reinventing the wheel. As a matter of fact, you're improving on some of the detractions that some people can complain about, and you're reducing and addressing concerns and making them less impactful. My novice reaction to all this. New Zealand, is that where the company's from? They're picking that for the...
No, it's actually a Santa Barbara company where Jim Dielson used to live right here in Montecito until only 3 or 4, maybe 5 years ago now. And then he and his family moved to New Zealand, but the company's still here and we're working together with Jim. I was just on a call with him the other day. And he's got a lot of other things going, one being offshore generation of power, wave power generator.
Yeah.
That's in a separate company, but they just got a $5 million grant from the Federal Department of Energy for their wave power generator, and we're looking at linking that directly to a Seawell buoy as phase two of that grant.
When you talk to him, ask him why he didn't list his house with me when he sold 5 years ago. Floyd Wicks, we're out of time. We can't get to the other topic of what you did in Bakersfield about treating 15 million gallons a day of brackish water for repurposing sale to local farmers. We'll do that next time. Floyd Wicks, water maven, been on the Montecito Water Board for 9 years, but been in the business for 55 years. Thanks so much for your time. It's a great interview. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark. You take care of yourself now.
Thank you so much. Thanks. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
The rest of you stay tuned for the weekly multiple listing sales update.